Time now for Picking with the Pickers.
$50
the Smales Kid picks his nose.
Featuring Vince Gill, Steve Cropper, and all their famous friends. They're joining Greg Pogue and Big Joe as they pick their picks and tell their stories. From college to the NFL, Picking with the Pickers is presented by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka. You never know what you're going to get when you're picking with the Pickers.
Friday morning, 10 o'clock hour, Picking with the Pickers, as just said, brought to you by Landmark Bank and Picking with the Pickers, Pickers Vodka, rather. And, of course, last Friday, we were over at Landmark Bank with our hour with Vince Gill and had a lot of fun with that. One of my favorite people on the planet, just an incredible musician, but he's also just a great guy. He is a member of the legendary and iconic American rock group, the Dave Matthews Band, and three Grammys with Bela Fleck of the Flecktones, and he does a lot of different things in instructions, teacher, professor, world traveler, I don't know, he's always end up to something no good. Jeff Coffin. Hey.
You're right about the last part, for sure.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Greg. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Say hello to Big Joe here.
Hey, Big Joe here.
How are you, Jeff? You doing well today?
Yeah, doing great, man. How are you?
Good. I'm doing most well.
Can you tell me where all you've been this year?
Oh, God. I started in Peru in January. And other places. I've been all through the U.S., but I also went to Peru. And right now I'm in Charlottesville, been on tour all summer with Dave Matthews. I get around.
So you're in, that's right. You got a gig with the Dave Matthews Band tonight in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Dave's hometown.
Yep. It'll be the last two nights of the show, last two nights of the tour, rather. And, man, we've had an amazing year. We have one more date down in South Florida right after Christmas. So I leave on the 26th. And that'll be like a big free show in South Beach, Florida, which will be a blowout. Then from there, I go to Atlanta for New Year's with Umphrey's McGee, which I play with those guys every New Year's for, I don't know, the last 13, 14 years. And then off to some conferences early January. I've got a gig in Nashville January 3rd, I think it is, at Rudy's.
January 4th.
at Rudy's Jazz. You know my schedule better than I do.
And there you go. With your new PR, man.
And so that'll be great. It was with some really great musicians, Victor Krause and Keith Carlock, who plays with Steely Dan and Sting and John Mayer and Nir Felder, this brilliant guitarist out of New York. And I think I said Victor Krause already, but I'll say it again because he's so good. Victor Krause.
All right, so Jeff, let me ask you this. Obviously, you knew of Dave Matthews when you got the call to join the band, but did you know him?
Yeah. We had done a bunch of opening dates when I first joined the Flecktones with Dave Matthews, and so that's how I originally met the guys. And when Leroy Moore got hurt on his ATV during tour one time, they called me, and I literally had less than 24 hours to get from New York, where I was at a friend's wedding. And I was driving to my grandmother's in Massachusetts with my girlfriend, now wife. And I got the call and said, Flecktones manager, and he said, "This is what's up. They need you right away. Can you do it?" I said, "Yes. What's right away?" He said, "The first gig's tomorrow in Charlotte." I was like, "Oh, okay. You ain't kidding." So I had to get all my stuff driven overnight. My stepson, Caleb, drove all my stuff overnight from Nashville to Charlotte. I took the first flight out of Boston, got to Charlotte, and we went to town, man.
You knew songs? How does this work? No,
actually, I didn't. I mean, I knew some of their tunes, but I didn't know their tunes to play them. So Rashawn Ross, the trumpet player, he and Dave came in early, and we just basically chicken-scratched out a bunch of tunes for the set that night. We did that for a few nights. And so I had a three-ring binder, a music stand, little plastic sheets, and a stand light in front of 20,000 people.
<You know? laughs> Oh, man.
But, you know, not unlike sports, and I know that's what you guys talk about a lot on here, is, you know, that we have to deal with the fundamentals of music. And I had to deal with all the fundamentals of music to be able to do those gigs. And in particular, you know, being able to be a good listener and really kind of tune into what the other cats were doing, and it was seamless from the beginning. And Roy tragically passed a month and a half into his recovery, and with the Flecktones blessing, I stayed with the band.
Dave Matthews,
10 years.
Yeah, Jeff Coffin with us on Twitter at Jeff Coffin Music as well. Does it? And we were talking about this. I think you played out in Washington State, the Red River Gorge, maybe three nights in a row, Labor Day weekend or something like that.
Right. Every year we do that.
Yeah, and Kyle Schwartz, who is the assistant commissioner for Ohio Valley Conference, him and his wife went to all three, and he was telling me about it.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Well, he's seen you 30 or 40 times. We're going to get to that in a moment, But he was telling me that all three shows are completely different and nothing in the same tune.
Right.
Not the same tune's not played but once.
That's correct. Yeah. We do about 110 tunes over the summer, and so Dave does a new set list every night, and it really keeps it interesting. There's a lot of improvisation in the group, and you know, there's a lot of deep music going on, and. This year, we brought in a new member. We brought in a keyboard player named Buddy Strong, and the violinist left the band. So it's been a rebirth for the group, and it's been the only word I can come up with is extraordinary. And it's everything that I hoped this band would become one day, and on a purely musical level, as far as like really going to the heights that everybody can play at, and everybody listening at the highest level. And it's just such a joy. I can't even begin to tell you. It's just been unbelievable.
I saw you on the Jimmy Fallon show, by the way. I just throw that in there. You look good.
That's too late for you, Greg. You
No. I knew you were going to be on there. Dave Matthews.
Now, look, anyone needs their beauty sleep, Greg.
Put it this way. Jeff, if you ever come up missing, we've got one suspect in mind, and he's sitting to my right. So, well, we got you covered, man. We know we will.
If he comes up missing, it's most likely in Mongolia somewhere or wherever he is.
In Tuva.
Yeah.
Jeff, I wanted to know this. Growing up, everybody wants to be a guitar player, you know, and Eddie Van Halen's your hero and on and on. Why did you do the sax? Why'd you go that route?
Well, you know, it's interesting, man. When I was in grade school, we picked our instruments, and I wanted to play the drums. I've always been very attracted to rhythm. And I would imagine that my folks were probably behind me kind of waving it off to the director, you know, because we didn't have a very big house. And we had a farm up in Maine, and the drums would have been pretty invasive. And so my director, he said, what about the saxophone? We need some saxophone players. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I just wanted to play in band, you know. And I remember when I first got home with the horn, I opened it up, and there was the saxophone and the stopper at the top, and there was the reeds and the ligature, the mouthpiece cap, and all these different pieces, right? And I was like, wow, man, that's a lot of stuff. And I closed the case. I'll deal with that later, you know? But it's interesting because I never really – it wasn't like I heard the saxophone and went, oh, that's my instrument. That kind of came later because I always loved vocalists also. And so I've always loved melody. Melody and rhythm have always been my things.
So
I found that I could emulate vocalists through the saxophone.
And from that very moment you saw the saxophone, could you ever envision playing three of them at once?
No, but I could envision doing two.
Which is...
No, that's funny. You know, Roland Kirk used to do three saxophones at once in Circular Breeze, and so sometimes I'll do two at a time. And not Circular Breeze. but it's such a cool sound also. I mean, the visual's nice too, but I love the sound of it. And it's really interesting.
Jeff, I mentioned earlier, not since the Grateful Dead, in my mind, have I seen nomadic followers of the Dave Matthews Band, meaning how many times you seen them? 35 times. How many times you seen them? Well, I've got 40. You know what I'm saying. That boggles my mind.
Yeah, it boggles my mind too, man. I heard from somebody the other day that had been to over 700 shows.
God.
And it's not unusual for people. Yeah, I know, right? It's not unusual for people to, come to, 70, 100 shows, these kinds of things. And our fans are unbelievable. They are so awesome. and they're so supportive. And you know, when I came into the fold, you know, Leroy and I sound very different. We have different styles of playing, and you know, it could have gone either way for the fans, but they were very accepting and very loving, and you know, they were always, the Dave Matthews fans were always really kind and supportive of Baylor Fleck and the Fleck Tones also. And so, you know, it was like family coming in. It was like extended family, and they become my family now, and as is of course the band, and all our crew who are just astonishing. Also, yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about the organization and the fans, because that's, you know, that's the reason we get to do what we do. The crew who is there tirelessly, you know, every day setting everything up for us. I mean, they're at the venue now. You know, I'm over here sleeping until 10. And don't tell them I'm sleeping that late. you know, and the fans come out in droves, and man, they know all the words. And, you know, I look out there, and there's people that are just, they're just beaming, you know. And I get goosebumps from just looking at them and just going, wow, I can't believe we get to be a part of bringing them so much joy. And it's you know, it's gratitude at the highest level for me every single day that I get to do this. And I'm a very lucky man.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jeff Coffin Music, a three-time Grammy winner, saxophonist with the Dave Matthews Band. There's Jeff Coffin and the Motet. Talked about Baylor Fleck and the Fleck Tones. Founder of his own record label, Ear Up Records, producing some of the best talented jazz folks to come out of this city. He's also a professor at Blair School of Music over at Vanderbilt. Ryan Mitta is just doing an amazing job with that. And so is that enough reset, Joe?
Jeff, in March, you're going to cities in Europe I've never heard of. I mean, what an amazing ride this is. You're obviously going over there with the Dave Matthews Band, but I know you've been over there before, but I just think, you know, for these places and to hear the music and see the place and see the people, do you pinch yourself?
Whenever possible.
That's amazing. These cities are amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. We'll be over in Europe for a month. And there's some places that we're going to be going that I've never been to, including Scandinavian countries. Last time we were over there, we went to Gdansk, Poland, and, you know, Italy. I don't know if you guys know, but they have pretty good wine in Italy. and so we kind of go all over the place, which is great. And we have great fans going to Portugal. I try to bring my wife's folks from Japan to Europe. They've never been to Europe, so we want to bring them to Europe, and so they can travel for, I don't know, a week or 10 days, and then all meet up in Portugal at the end, in Lisbon, and then on the way home, we're going to try to go to Iceland. You know, just Leoko, myself, and her folks, which would be really incredible.
How are go over there with Dave Matthews Band? Obviously, this is a little off topic here. One of my favorite things to watch on YouTube is Phil Collins at a concert in Rome.
Uh-huh.
And just watch these people buy into this and seeing. It was just an amazing atmosphere. Is that the way it is over there when you guys perform?
Well, Phil is probably bigger in Europe than we are. The Matthews Band, you know, the phenomena is really in the States. And but since we've been going to Europe, the crowds have been much bigger since we've been going over there more often. So, you know, we're playing to about 10,000 people over there, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. But, yeah, the fervor is the same.
Wow.
You know, like for example, when we play in Portugal, you know, like it's kind of like the soccer crowd. Like they'll be literally undulating. They'll be jumping up and down in the place and chanting, you know, these soccer chants. And we're like, holy crap, man, this is crazy. You know, but the energy is really extraordinary. And last time we were there in Switzerland and in Italy, we had, I think, 3 or 4 gigs in a row where – during the songs, the audience was completely silent, all the way down to our very last note, and then they would go crazy. And so it allowed us to play at a level dynamically that we really can't do in the States. I mean, the audiences in the States are a little bit more verbose. I think they like to be heard, or they like to hear their own voices or something. And so the listening in Europe, I feel, is at a little bit of a higher level. And I'm not sure if that's because of their classical traditions or what it is, but the European audiences seem to really tune in a different way. It's not as much about like the experience of like, oh, let's go to the show. It's the experience of let's go hear some music.
Well, isn't that the acceptance of jazz from the 40s on, the 50s? I mean, a lot of great jazz players moved over there to live. Obviously, a lot of the black performers wanted to get out of this country at the time. But, they opened armed jazz.
Yeah. Europe has always opened armed a lot of different styles of music. It's not just traditional jazz or traditional music. There's a lot of avant-garde stuff that goes on there that they really embrace and support. And, I just think that because they've had such a rich traditional of contemporary classical music, that their ears are a little wider in some ways. And, but part of our job as musicians in this country also is to open up the ears of our listeners. And I think that's something that Matthews does. I think it's something that the Flecktones did and still do. I think it's our job to sort of engage and educate the audience as we go forward. And that's one of the reasons why I do all these music clinics around the country. You know, I've done well over 300 music clinics for students over the years, and that's our next generation of listener. So we've got to start them early. And they're great listeners, man. There's a lot of incredible music out there these days, and people are really soaking it up. And you have groups like Snarky Puppy and Ghost Note and the old Codgers Radiohead, who are now going to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I think they're one of the greatest rock bands in history. And so I think that they've been one of those groups also that's really pulled people forward musically and artistically. Bjork also. I mean, there's so many.
All right, Jeff, let's sell some of your product. You ready?
First, I have a story for you.
Okay.
I have a story. So last night we played in Washington, D.C., and I met Ted Leonsis.
Leonsis.
And guess who had a chance to kiss the Stanley Cup?
Jeff Coffin?
That's right. Jeff Coffin. I kissed the Stanley Cup. Man, I get goosebumps right now telling you about it. I'm telling you, man, it was crazy. Like, they brought us down to this little area, and our tour manager, Bill Griss, said, "You want to see the cup?" And I was like, "Yeah." And, I'm a big Bruins fan, so I got to see, my team, the early 70s with Bobby Orr and all those guys, man. I was like a kid in a candy store. It was crazy.
Well, I'm looking at the picture. I guess, is that you and Dave next to the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, with the jerseys. They gave us jerseys also.
Nice.
That's it. Yeah, you can see that on my Instagram or maybe it might be even on Twitter. I'm not sure. Facebook, all that stuff. But it was like a dream come true, man. I never dreamed in a million years that I get to even see the Stanley Cup.
Oh, you look good in red, Dave. Jeff, you and Dave look good in red there. It's a nice jersey.
Yeah. It was really fun, man. It's really fun.
You know, I want to ask you this. Is Dave Matthews as down to earth a good a guy as he appears to be?
I know, very much.
It really struck me, and I've seen him do interviews and everything, but the time when you guys were on the Jimmy Fallon, whatever the show is, the Tonight Show, obviously, and, he came out and talked, and I'm thinking, what just a gracious man. Am I right on that?
Oh, yeah. He's amazing, man. He's a great leader. And a great human being. He does a lot of sort of quiet philanthropy work. He and Corin Capshaw and the band just donated $5 million to public housing in Charlottesville also. There's a bunch of us that are going to take a tour of some of that stuff tomorrow. And he does it without fanfare. I mean, that's one of the amazing things is there's a lot of people that are like, oh, dig me and what I'm doing. And he's just like, he just does it. He's a great artist also. It's crazy. I mean, he's just one of those guys. He's very charismatic. When he talks to you, however, and I've heard that Bill Clinton is like this and Obama, that when they talk to you, like you are the only person in the room. You are the only person that exists in that moment. And it's like this little crazy hypnotism thing or something. I don't know. It's just a trip. And I look out in the audience and no matter what's going on, people are looking at Dave. And I'm like, hey, there's a trumpet solo, and they're looking at Dave. There's a keyboard solo, and they're looking at Dave. You
know? Jeff, have you been like backstage and somebody shows up where you yourself are like, good Lord? Not, I guess starstruck's the word, but.
Yeah, that's happened.
Has anybody come to mind that's like, man, oh, man?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of guests with Dave, and we've had Herbie Hancock out. We had guys like Nicholas Payton and Charles Lloyd for me was one of the guys. Charles is sort of he's a jazz legend. He's an NEA jazz legend and jazz master, rather. 80 years old, you know, still playing and playing great. You know, when he came out for me, that was one of the high points. You know, as a kid, he used to tour the Chitlin Circuit with Howlin' Wolf. He was out of Memphis and always played with all the greats and still does. Branford Marsalis, so I've known for a long time. I'm not so starstruck with Branford anymore, but at the very beginning, you know, when I first met him, I was like, eh. But, you know, you kind of get used to it a little bit. But Willie Nelson, you know, when Willie came out, I actually just played on Willie's My Way record that's up for a Grammy this year, which was recorded partially in Nashville. Chris McDonald and Matt Rawlins had a lot to do with that record, and they're both great friends. And so, you know, I mean, sometimes people come out and I'm just kind of like, you know, a little gaga over them. And the chef, Jose Andre, was at the gig last night, and we get to meet a lot of celebrities and you know, and the thing is, like, they're just people too. They're just, you know, really great at what they do and they've had acknowledgement but it's just as thrilling for me to, like, in Charlottesville, I'm gonna hang out with John Durath, who is an incredible trumpet player and instructor at UVA, and he's well known in the music community, but outside of that, you know, not so much. But he's one of the guys that helped put Dave Matthews' band together. And all these cats studied under him and knew him. So, you know, there's a lot of unsung heroes out there that you know, don't get the accolades that, for me, you know, for me as players and educators, those people are like, man, they're at the top of my list. You know, if it was like, okay, you know, do you want to hang out with this, you know, really well-known, like Kim Kardashian or John Durath, I'd be like, give me John Durath any day of the week, you know. I like the blue collar cats, man. I like the cats that are out there, like, really working hard, man, digging in and really making it happen, and that are doing it in a very altruistic way. And I think education is a big part of that also. And Dave has twin daughters and a son, and he's very involved with their education and drives them to school every day when he's home, and, you know, goes to parent-teacher conferences just like everybody else, you know. he's a beautiful cat, and as is everybody in the band. Everybody's very involved with their families, and, you know, everybody's just a great person, and the chemistry is incredible. And I mean, I keep going on and on about it, but it's really been a spectacular year for us, and you know, one that, you know, we don't want it to end, but it's not going to, because we get to roll it into the end of December and then next year, early Europe, and then the summer tour. And, man, we're just having a blast.
Jeff Coffin with us at Jeff Coffin Music on Twitter, 3-time Grammy winner, of course, the Dave Matthews Band. And locally, talk about the mission of Ear Up Records, where you give such local talent a platform, and obviously all the things that go into it. But first off, your Christmas single that you and my good buddy Chris Walters, of course, I love Chris, but Dave Matthews even gave you a quote: "I like this song; it makes me smile." Says Dave Matthews. But this is out there, and of course you did it with Chris, but just what you're trying to do with your own record label.
Yeah, well, the idea behind it was, I have 15 solo records out myself, and the idea was to have a platform that I could get that music out there. And I was on Compass Records for a number of years, and they're amazing people based in Nashville, a great record label. And I just felt they were going a different direction than what I was going. And so I decided to just kind of put my own label together. And so there are a number of folks in town that have their records on my label. John Estes and Doug Mosier and Ty
Tyler Muir, who's now in the military band in D.C., and then Navy Commodores, great trumpet player. Another trumpet player, Matt White, who's a group called In Orbit out of Toronto that I play with. Did a record with Future Man, Roy Wooten, a duo record that we recorded very recently. And I've got my Christmas record, Slay What, that's up on there. And this new single that I just put out called Santa Digs Me that I wrote with Chris, which is a really funny, tongue-in-cheek kind of Christmas tune. So the idea was to have it be music that was handpicked, that I really believe in, that I think is at a certain level of excellence and artistic merit, if you will. And to have a platform where, you know, some local musicians who might not have an opportunity to, you know, be on a label necessarily, have a very simple place that they can put their music. And to me, it's kind of strength in numbers. It's getting the stuff up there and letting people know about it, and kind of like moving forward in a group. And so it's a collective, and I really like that, and I love all the music that's up there. People can check it out at earuprecords.com. And we're also on social media. Got my assistants that help me with that. And so it's a process, man. It's a fair amount of work, and we do what we can. We try to let everybody know about it. And there was a big thing on Jazz Night in America on NPR last year, or earlier this year, rather, that featured a bunch of the musicians and featured the label. It was a night at Rudy's that we did there, a big showcase, Rudy's Jazz Room. So it's good, man. There's some great talent and great music, and I just keep telling people about it, and hope they'll check it out.
All right, the premise of this is to pick some football games. I know I texted you the games. It's picking with
I didn't read your text.
That's okay. Just go with all the favorites. All right. you don't read my text anyway, so what else is new?
I always read your text.
I know. But, hey, picking with the Pickers, Pickers Vodka, yeah. Landmark Bank, and we pick games. A bowl game tomorrow night in New Orleans. MTSU local team is a 7-point underdog against Appalachian State. So you take MTSU. MTSU plus the points or Appalachian State minus?
Oh, I'm taking MTSU.
Because of Don Alico or what?
Absolutely.
or
the Big Chief.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Or Jamie Simmons or how many?
Jamie Simmons. Yeah.
Okay. Titans. I think Matt Indall's teaching down there now.
Yes.
Giants are 2-point favorite over the Titans. The Titans are in New York in a 2-point underdog.
Ooh. Yeah, if it was in Nashville, I'd go with the Titans, but I think the Giants are going to take him in New York.
That's Joe? I didn't miss you on. I missed you on the first one.
That's
sorry,
all right, buddy.
Yeah,
give me middle. I think middle with the coaching changes at Appalachian mm-hmm. State helps middle, and give me the Titans on Sunday.
All right, I will go with MTSU because I was just going to get all of Dave's pick. Jeff's pick, not do anybody else's. I'm going to take the Giants minus the 2, MTSU plus the 7. The Colts are 3-point favorite over the Dallas Cowboys, Jeff.
I'm taking the Colts because I hate the Cowboys.
All right. Colts, that's a good reason. Joe? Colts
man.
Minus 3 Cowboys.
Colts.
I'm going to agree with that. I think the Colts are just putting up points all over the place. And then the Patriots are 2.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. Jeff?
Yeah. Boy, the Patriots, you know, it's hit or miss this year, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I think the Patriots are going to take it.
Patriots?
Give me the Steelers at home.
I'm going with the Patriots. I think the Steelers have hit
them. You would, because Jeff, branch out on your own, Greg. All right? Don't follow Jeff. I mean, it's bad enough you follow
him
already.
But here's the deal. Now, this, we talk about all of his accolades everywhere he's been, this all through the world. He will put this up on his resume soon after, but a week from Sunday night on Nashville Jazz on AcmeRadioLive.com, it will be the third annual Jeff mm-hmm. Coffin's Cool and Groovy Yuletide Special. We'll be doing it live Sunday night, December 23rd.
Yep. We may even have some special guests in the booth. I mean, who knows, Greg, right?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Our good friends, Jack Daniels and Jim Beam.
They might be there, too. That's right.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for doing this. It's always great catching up with you. And especially, you know, from over in Charlottesville, where you play tonight and tomorrow night. Is that the deal? Or
yep.
Okay.
Yep, we do. And they're amazing people over here. I mean, they've gone through a lot in the last year or so. And so we're glad to be here to support that cause and be here with these great people over here.
Well, hey, tell Ryoko I said hello. Give her a hug for me.
And
thank you, Jeff. We'll see you in about 9 days.
Okay, you guys. Hey, happy holidays to those I won't see. And Greg, I'll see you soon. Don't forget your Santa hat, by the way.
Thank you, Jeff. See you, man.
All right. Take care, brother.
Proud of you.
He's a good dude.
Proud of you. You didn't ask for tickets to the night show in Charlottesville. Just proud of you.
All right. Hey, let's take a break. I know we're behind, but we'll do it right now.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new Landmark. Landmark Bank, professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Nashville is home to great music and great times. Pickers Vodka pays tribute to both and is made right here in Music City. This premium vodka is distilled 11 times from non-GMO corn and gluten-free. Pickers Vodka is available in original, blood orange, pineapple, and blueberry. Stop by your local retailer and pick up a bottle of Pickers Vodka today.